Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. Concerning fasting, and whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Concerning treasures, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, all traveling through this wearisome land. There is no sickness, no toil, no danger in that fair land to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed his precious blood for me. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over
We said that the theme for this Lenten season is surveying the wondrous cross. We invited you, all of you, to think about the music that has conveyed the meaning of the cross to your heart over the years. Well, that's the song for me. I think I first encountered that years ago when I was just a kid. I know where it was. From the Tennessee Ernie Ford show. Remember how we used to sing a hymn at the end of every, the young people, they don't know about it, but us old guys, how we used to sing a hymn at the end of that show? I waited for that hymn. I was 9 or something like that. I am a poor wayfaring stranger. It's a part of our Lenten journey, how often it is that in this life we feel that our journey is our own, that it is something no one else understands, that is a burden that we must bear, and that the best we can hope for is to get past it somehow in this life, to endure it, to put up with it, until the glory of eternal life comes to us. It was a theology that was born out of the hard scrabble life of the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries. Did you know that life expectancy in the United States of America did not exceed 50 years until 1900? 1900. Only then did life expectancy exceed 50 years. The same theology stuck with us throughout the 20th century, which was pretty rough, you know. Two world wars, massive depression, all kinds of stuff. So it's a theology that has spoken to a lot of people's hearts. Is that the only promise that the cross has for us? That this life will someday end and we will be back with God in paradise? It's a good thought. I don't object to it. But maybe there's something else to the cross here. Thought about that in preparation for this morning. And I have to tell you, this has been a tough one. How often is it that you and I see our lives in isolation from one another and from God? That our burdens are ours to bear, that no one else has ever experienced anything like it, and that we have just to keep going until the blessed end. Well, I'll confess to you, I've had my moments like that. But what does the cross have to say to us? The cross of Jesus Christ is a stark reminder standing in front of us where we pin our prayers throughout the season of Lent that Jesus experienced all of the pain and the hurt and the trouble that is possible to come to any human being. And in that, I find great comfort. Not that I'm happy for the suffering of Jesus Christ, but that God would so love the world that He would come in an incarnation, a person, not to preach at us, not to wave an accusing finger at us, but instead to live among us, to suffer alongside of us, and to stay true to God's call through it all. The life of a Christian is the life of a pilgrim. That's true. Journeying through a land that can give us great trouble. But what I have to cling to, what I must remember in this season of Lent as I survey the wondrous cross, is that God's Son did the same and remained true to God's purpose. I'm off the lectionary for this season, and I was struggling with this. The lectionary that was read for today from Matthew is a part of the study that begins tonight as we look at the hymn texts of Charles Wesley and ask ourselves, what message does this great heritage have for our spiritual growth? And here we have Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount saying, it's simple, folks, look. Put your trust in things that matter. Not in things that will not last. For in truth, where you place your investments will tell you where your heart is as well. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I don't think he's talking just about our bank account. I think he's talking about our focus, about the way we live our lives, about the things that lie behind every decision that we make, about the way that we reach out to one another, either in love or in condemnation. Which will it be for us? Where will we be invested in our lives? Lent is that time, I've said it so often, that time when we drop the pretense and we stand in all honesty before God. Why? So that we can avail ourselves, open ourselves to the transforming forgiveness that God offers to us. And we must remember that whatever it is that challenges us, whatever loss or grief or pain or suffering may be ours, God has experienced it as well. And Jesus was not just a commentator, but was a human being that for the sake of God's love endured unspeakable suffering for us. That is what must be appreciated before the glory of Easter can be ours to embrace. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this wearisome land. There is no sickness, no toil, no danger. In that bright land to which I go, I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed his precious blood for me. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. That's the song that opened my heart to the love of God. Thanks be to God.
I'm a going over Jordan. I'm a going over home. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed his precious blood for